Welcome to worship on this glorious spring morning. The annual spring sale is on the May 18th, and the next meeting is today. Cindy's coordinating. Be assured that there are plenty of chores for everyone is needed. We have another work day next Saturday. We still have lots to do, so please come out, bring tools, so that we can rake some more of the gravel back into the parking lot, clean out some more of the wet weather stream behind the pavilion, and do final chores before the spring sale. Let's join in the call to worship. From you comes my praise in the great congregation. My vows I will pay before those who fear him. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him shall praise the Lord. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nation shall worship before him. For dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. To him indeed shall all who sleep in the earth bow down. Before him shall bow all who go down to the dust, and I shall live for him. Posterity will serve him. Future generations will be told about the Lord and proclaim his deliverance to a people yet unborn, saying that he has done it. Beloved God does not disappoint those who come in hope, nor turn away those who approach in faith. Let us make our confession in hope and faith. Let us pray. Creator, Redeemer, Gift Giver, God who loves us beyond all understanding, we confess now times when we have tried to take control over things not within our power. Times when we should have left the heavy burdens to you, our strong deliverer. When we let our fear stand in the way of sharing your love, God, we are sorry. Most merciful God, who knows all our guilt but still forgives us, we take time today to talk to you about what it is heavy on our hearts. We ask you to take these burdens, reduce our anxieties, letting us know your forgiveness and help us forgive ourselves. Let us lean into your love, remembering that you gave your Son for all our sakes. No matter how we may have wronged you, you still clear our names. Help us also clear our conscience, that we may begin our work free to focus on all the good you provide. Loving, compassionate, and generous God, we pray to you this day, through Jesus Christ, the true vine. Amen. Hear these words of assurance. God sent Jesus not to judge, but to save us. God accepts both our courage and our fears, and in the name of Jesus, your sins are forgiven. Dare to accept the gift of a new beginning. Hallelujah.